Hello, friend. My name is Reverend Felicia Blanco Searcy, and I am the senior minister at Unity Church of Life in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Unity is a positive, practical, progressive approach to Christianity based on the teachings of Jesus and the power of prayer. Unity honors the universal truths in all religions and respects each individual right to choose a spiritual path. We welcome you to our virtual Sunday celebration and hope you will find it inspiring and enriching.
Now is the time for prayer and meditation. And I'm reading from our daily word, our daily meditation reading, Thursday, February 4th, so from this week. This moment. In this moment, I am creating the life I choose. Moments are fleeting. Once passed, they cannot be recaptured. Each moment is a precious gift and holds the promise of a new beginning. Throughout my days, I allow the presence of God to fill me with an awareness of this now moment. I release my thoughts of yesterday or tomorrow and bask in the wonder of the present moment for the gift that it is. Each moment is a building block upon which my life is created. Every loving thought, every kind word, every prayer adds to the solid foundation of my life. Moment by moment, I am creating a full and fulfilling life. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood arose, the river burst against that house but could not shake it, because it had been well built. Luke 6:48. And I'm going to invite you to settle into your heart. And if it helps, to put your hand on your heart to feel it. Put all your attention onto your heart. And as you breathe, feel your heart expand. Take a moment and think of people that you love dearly. And see them in your mind's eye. And literally place them into your heart. You might say a name to yourself. And take your hands and put them on your heart. Feel your heart expanding even more. Feel how blessed each one of us is to have people we love the most. And now I invite you to think about those things that you really love about them. What are those qualities that make your heart feel special? And to give thanks. Give thanks that they have been placed in your life. And now I want you to go even deeper. And to feel where that love comes from. Look around and see if the love ends. See it like the ocean, going on forever. In your mind's eye, see how if you move to the left, you're still in this field of love. And then take a step to the right, and see how you're still in this field of love. In your mind's eye, jump as high as you can and see how you can never jump so high as to jump out of God's field of love and dig. Take a shovel and just dig as far as you can go. And see how you can never dig yourself out of God's field of love. See how all the people you love and you have placed in your heart were given to you by God to remind you how you live and move in God's field. Like it says in the scripture, our house, our life is built on God's field of love. So I'm going to invite us for a few moments in the silence, just really enjoying this delicious feeling, this delicious awareness of how we live and move and exist in God's field of love. Into the silence. I live in God's field of love. My life is founded on God's love. So every thought, every word, every prayer comes from God's love and adds to the solid foundation of my life. I live on the foundation of God's love. So I invite you back, refreshed, renewed, ready to practice, ready to let the world see what you know deep in your heart, that you are God's love. You are the way that people know about God through the words that you use, through your actions, just through you. I live on the foundation of God's love. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Morning, everybody. All right, Minister's Mystery Bag. First of all, I want to say, kids, you are doing a remarkable job. Thank you so much, and thank you for really staying present for the meditation and for these wonderful items in this bag. Okay, so this is how this works. They collect items over the month and they put them in a bag. I have no idea what's in the bag and I have to pull whatever item they have placed in there and apply spiritual principle to it. Say something about it that relates it to unity principle. And they've been studying basic unity principles in class. They've been talking about the 12 powers, and now they're getting ready to go into other heart stuff. So we'll see. And this will be active participation, because I will give my take on it, and then I will invite you all, everybody, to see what it says to you. So, a shall. All right, so when I think of a shall, I think of possibility. That when you think about it, especially one that looks like a clam, oftentimes we'll have this covering on the outside of us, and that there is the God seed, the Christ within, and that Christ within is busy all the time growing and expanding and helping us see the pearl that is us. And when we grow spiritually, we become braver to be able to take the shell off and let our true spiritual beauty shine through. And so the shell, to me, represents what's possible. And that courage of shedding the shell so that our true Christ light, our true Christ pearl can come forth and shine. Okay. Anybody else have thoughts on the shell? What does the shell say to you?
Elaine. Oh, nice. Yeah. So like giving birth. So like that feminine side of us that we give birth and that we move, like well, I was talking in my meditation, that we can't move out of the womb of God, and that we are continually giving birth to ourselves. So nice. Okay, so let's see what else you guys. Oh, squishy. Ooh. Jack-o'-lantern stress ball. Well, and this jack-o'-lantern smiling so goofy for God. And the wonderful thing about jack-o'-lanterns that I love is that you put a candle inside. And so once again, and so it kind of goes along with the shout that the more we grow in spirit, the more we're able to take away what blocks the light. And so when we ignite the light that is in us or cut away that which is hiding it, the light can shine through. And when we do, then we just get really silly. This also reminds me that, you know, not to take things so seriously, that when I trust God, I can let go and enjoy life and know that everything's going to be okay. So letting that light shine through and relaxing and allowing God's goofy grin to cover my face. Anybody else want to take a stab? That's it, because believe me, there have been days when I have had the scary jack-o'-lantern look. Frank.
Well, first of all, you're both way off.
Okay. And so it is.
It's actually a hacky sack.
Oh, okay.
But a hacky is a thing that a circle of people kick around for recreation. And so... in my world, that's conversation and / debate. And so we're knocking around ideas and we're enjoying one another while we do it.
Nice, yeah. You know, we can even kick God around, because sometimes we kind of need to do that. I mean, how many times have we been in that place where we're kind of screaming, "What are you doing?" And yet, you know, God keeps coming back. So, all right, cool. Okay. Ooh, glue. God sticks to us like glue. That, I think of flypaper, that you can't get flypaper off, that no matter what we do, we cannot peel God off, that God is like super glue. And so even when we're really done, you know, and how many times have you guys been in a position where you're just done? I know there's several times this week I just wanted to pull the covers over my head and say, I'm just done. And the stickiness of God kept whispering in my ear and whispers in our ear that God's here. And there's nothing so big or so outrageous that is bigger than spirit. And so, and this is washable, but God's glue is not washable. It's permanent. So we are permanently stuck to God. Whether we want to be or not, we are permanently stuck to God. And we stay stuck until we discover the grace in being stuck to God. Who else wants to take a stab at the glue? Elmer's washable school glue. Tammy.
Start there, not to have to be pulled back.
Nice. So we then become the glue where our attention is like super glued onto the focus of spirit, knowing that that... Okay, next we're going to talk about a cell phone going off in church. What does that stand for? Yeah, but we've got kids in the room. Tell me your name.
I'm Macy.
Macy. Oh, nice. Yeah. So that we cannot escape one another, that no matter what, we impact each other, we affect one another, and we stick to each other. When we're aware of that and we can be intentional about it, then we can create this wonderful wave of love and goodness. So, oh, I love that. Okay, Jacob and then Lori. Nice. Did you guys hear what Jacob said? No matter how hard you try, we can't hide from God, because God is stuck to us like glue. Nice. Lori. Yeah, actually use it. Actually be aware of it and activate it. Nice. Chris. Wow, say that again, because that sounds really profound. I want to hear this. You guys hear what she said? Out of the mouth of babes. That when you make a change in your life, that it's like washing it away and you're able to reverse it and do something different, yet the mark is always there. And so we're always carrying that lesson or that opportunity with us, and nothing is permanent, that we can always choose different, choose higher. Choose transcendent. Sweet. That's from the birthday girl. All right, so let's do, I think we have time for one more. A rubber ducky. It's this, and this is from the thing that they do here in town. That benefit, isn't it? The Duck Derby, yeah. Is that what this is from? Who brought? All right, is that what the? You probably don't know where that came from, huh, Emily? Do what, Chris? Okay. All right. So he or she is a cute little duck, and ducks have the capacity to just float. If you ever watch them, they just get on the water and they just kind of paddle around. And so they really show us how to go with the flow. And they've got feathers that can protect themselves from the rain. And I think the biggest thing that's coming to mind right now is that ducks just kind of do their duck thing. And so when we're centered in spirit, we can just kind of do our thing without
getting all angst and can just kind of glide on the water and enjoy the scenery and know that people are going to come feed bread to us and that we'll get duck feed and we can just hang out in the park and really enjoy life without having to stress. And so we live in God's park. So, all right, that's my take on the duck. Tim.
On the surface, things look very, very calm and like there's no work going on, but under the surface, there's work going on to make things happen.
Nice. So there's intention behind that calmness that we have to, and what would that work be? The thing that comes to me, what would that?
You know, I was thinking of, example of the church here, is that things go smoothly and we come in on Sunday and things happen, but there's work going on.
Yeah. And think about spiritual practice. How when we're paddling, that is our spiritual practice, then to be able to be on the surface and enjoy God's park. And so there's an intention to it. There's a direction. Eric.
I kind of look at that as a different thing. I think of it as the rubber duck from a bath. And I think the bath is the time to clean and renew yourself, an opportunity to constantly renew life and go on and be open for new experiences. So that kind of represents a cleaning and washing away and being ready.
Yeah, nice, because I just keep seeing Ernie
in
the bathtub with his rubber ducky and, you know, just being clean and shiny and ready to face the day. Lori.
And they're opportunists, for sure. At school the other day, at Barfield, these days we tend to build where things shouldn't be built, so we intend to have Barfield Lake out behind our school.
Nice. So they can recognize the presence of God and what others may, you know, as when we're in our duck consciousness, we can see God's gift in what others may view as kind of a nasty mud puddle. So seeing the beauty in everything. All right. I think that it's 11:30. So we're going to have to wrap it up. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for playing along.
And we'd like to close with our prayer for protection. The light of God surrounds you, the love of God enfolds you, the power of God protects you, and the presence of God watches over you. And remember, wherever you are, God is, and all is well. Thank you for joining us. For more information, we invite you to visit our website at www.unitychurchoflife.com. If you would like more information about Unity in general, you can visit the Unity Worldwide website at www.unity.org.